From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama set to meet Monday with his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro. After arriving in Havana Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so in nearly 90 years, he restored diplomatic relations with the communist-run island nation after a 55-year break last year. The president was greeted by Cuba's foreign minister Sunday. Aside from a walking tour of old Havana, Mr. Obama met with U.S. embassy staff.
Everything we've accomplished so far, more Americans coming to Cuba, more engagement with the Cuban people, civil society, faith groups, entrepreneurs, students, young people, more opportunities for the Cuban people to improve their lives. It's all happening because of you. Every single day, you're bringing the Cuban people and the American people closer together.
Mr. Obama will meet with Cuban entrepreneurs, members of civil society, including human rights activists, and deliver a nationally broadcast address to the Cuban people. As he arrived, security officials arrested dozens of opposition demonstrators in Havana opposed to the Castro government. More than 50 people were detained, including the leader of the Ladies in White, Berta Soler. She said they were gathered to exercise their rights, including the right of protest. Cuba recently released some political prisoners and has taken small steps to open up internet access. The Democratic Republic of Congo is extraditing one of the most wanted suspects in the Rwandan genocide to face charges for his crimes. Ladislas Intaganzwa was arrested in eastern Congo last year and transferred to UN custody early Sunday before being sent to Kigali. He's expected to be tried on 9 counts of genocide, crimes against humanity, and violations of the Geneva Conventions. This is VOA News. Hundreds of mostly Syrian migrants fleeing 5 years of war continued to make land in Greece Sunday, arriving on Greek islands in flimsy boats despite an international deal last week to send migrants back to Turkey.
I'm coming here. I want to go to Denmark and complete my study. I work very, very hard work in Turkey. I collect the money for I come here. Coming here. After that, I come here 5 days. I go back to Turkey. It's very, very dangerous and very, very not good.
Under the European Union, Turkey deal reached Friday. All migrants arriving in Greece by sea from Turkey after Sunday will be returned once they are registered and their asylum claims processed. It requires Ankara to step up efforts to crack down on illegal migration and provides Turkey more than $6 billion in EU aid. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the U.S. has failed to fully honor a nuclear deal that lifts sanctions on Iran, and says many international companies continue to shy away from business with Tehran out of fear of U.S. reprisal. He says U.S. sanctions inhibit big companies and banks from dealing with Iran. This is, in his words, sheer enmity. His comments came during an address marking the Persian New Year. The nuclear agreement was reached in July, but some sanctions exist over Iran's ongoing missile program. At least 13 people killed Sunday when a bus carrying foreign students crashed on a Spanish highway between the cities of Barcelona and Valencia. At least 34 were injured. Cape Verde's main opposition party has reportedly won an absolute majority in Sunday's election, ousting the ruling African Party for the independence of Cape Verde for the first time in 15 years. The French press agency says the opposition MPD stands to gain 36 of Parliament's 72 seats on the 10-island nation off the coast of Senegal. Senegalese voters went to the polls Sunday in a referendum on reducing the presidential term to 5 years from the current 7. The constitutional reform advanced by President Macky Sall would also limit the age of presidential candidates to 75 and allow independents to run. Voters in the semi-autonomous archipelago of Zanzibar went to the polls Sunday in a rerun of disputed October elections, annulled over fraud allegations. The main opposition Civic United Front claimed victory, boycotted Sunday's rerun. Voters in Benin have reportedly backed businessman Patrice Talon in the presidential runoff against outgoing President Thomas Boni Yayi's hand-picked successor, Prime Minister Lionel Zinsou. The winner will replace President Boni Yayi, who's barred from another term. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.